hamburger. There's only one hamburger that was thrown on the ice. Some people say that it's not, couldn't have been a real hamburger. Eric, you're one of those, you're one of the conspiracy theorists.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just good.
He's a cynic.
No, it's not cynicism either. It's just food science. You throw a hamburger from the 100 section. You got to get it up and over that glass. It comes down and lands on the ice and remains intact. It doesn't split apart. The two buns are still stuck together. That's nonsense.
Well, if my wife made that hamburger, you'd understand
that it would stick together.
You do know your microphone is on, right?
So, yeah.
No more burgers for you.
Jamie Boudreau claims he's the guy who threw the burger. He says that he went to one of the concession stands at the CTC and got just a plain hamburger, and he kind of smooshed it up and put it in his pocket, and he waited for his moment. Matter of fact, his wife was so worried about what would happen that she kind of like went to the exit door and waited there, ready to run for the car.
Get away.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I can't believe you're doing this, Jamie. And so he threw the hamburger onto the ice, and then he ran for it. He didn't even wait to find out what happened.
No, you could see him running up the stairs. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Start the car. I threw a burger. Start the car.
Didn't even wait to find out what he didn't. So he didn't see the Hamburglar hold it up or anything like that. Not until later when he says he opened up some social media, maybe his Twitter account or something, and saw it had just blown like crazy.
Yeah.
Eric's not alone, though. Keith Olbermann, ESPN, same thing.
When was the last time you saw a hamburger get thrown twice and not come apart like a glass vase dropped off a roof? I mean, even if it had one of those little plastic swords through it, like sliders and stuff, something's coming loose. The bun, the pickle, the patty. It's a fake. The thing was plastic or it was mummified or something. It's a fix. Everything's fixed.
He should be fixed.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah, I don't know about that. What do you think?
Maybe for that hamburger, we should call the Mythbusters and see if they can try it, and if the hamburger stays intact.
Well, we don't have to call the Mythbusters. We're actually...
Oh, he said Mythbusters.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought he said Meatbusters.
No, Mythbusters. Eric, what did you do yesterday?
I went and bought every single kind of hamburger that they have at McDonald's.
Okay, so we're going to do a test later on today, and we'll make a film, kind of like a Mythbusters
scientific
film.
Experiment.
I'm going to prove that this cannot be done.
Yeah.
The physics of airborne burgers.
Yeah, Eric went and got one of every kind of their burgers, and then you said you were looking at them and you decided we didn't need certain ones.
I still have most of them. Well, like, because they have a bacon double cheeseburger and a double cheeseburger, and I didn't really need both, right?
So
I
mean, what did you do with the other one?
Well, I ate the bacon double cheeseburger. Yeah, I also figured that we probably don't need a junior chicken and a McChicken.
Yeah, so what'd you do with
I ate the junior chicken.
So how many are left?
I hope there's enough for scientific purposes.
One left.
There are still about seven left, but we didn't need the double Big Mac or the double quarter pounder either.
All right. Well, it'll take time for us to make the film and figure out the science behind it. So we are working on it, though. That's a good idea. So we thought of that. So the Doc and Woody poll question today, do you believe that the hamburger was real? Eric, Shea Nation says what so far?
They agree with me.
No way.
In a big way, too.
Like, what do you mean?
63%
say
Eric is absolutely right. This was faked.
I'm stunned.
The Shea Nation has a good grasp on food science.
You will be proven wrong here. It's
the first time, by the way, in radio history that we'll witness Eric throwing food away.
I am against the wasting of food, but for this, is important.
You watch, he's going to go pick it up when the cameras are turned off. 7:45, weigh in on that very important talk about the poll question, would you? 500 Shea Nation points at Shea106.com.